Customer service.
William, are you able to hear me okay?
Yep.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking some time with us. We're now joined by William Byron, who topped our first practice from the NASCAR Cup Series at COTA. We're going to get right into questions for William. So if you have one, please raise your hand or feel free to send me a chat. And we will kick things off with Bob Pockrisk.
Yeah, William, was that productive?
Yeah, I mean, I hope it rains tomorrow. I think, it was really weird at first, just getting used to just where the best line was and getting used to kind of the way that you get around there. But, I've spent some time at the go-kart track in the rain, and honestly, it just kind of is, you just try to adapt and learn. So, yeah, it was fun. I mean, it was a blast. I don't know how it was to watch, but it's so much fun driving. Only problem is you can't see down the backstretch with the roost coming off the cars, but it's other than that, it's a blast.
If the race is dry tomorrow, what will be your biggest questions?
Really none of it. I feel like the track, I'm pretty comfortable with it. Just have to, the biggest thing for us is just setup wise. We tried that second run to set up for the rain a little bit. I honestly felt like we were better the first run with our dry setup, to be honest, and felt like I just got more comfortable with the racetrack. So you got to take all that into account going into Sunday is, do you want to prepare for a rain race, or do you want to prepare for it getting a dry line and then having to switch to slick? So it's a blast. I mean, I've watched some F1 races in the rain, and I think for the fans, it'd be awesome if it rains.
All right, we're going to take our next question from Jeff Gluck. Go ahead, Jeff.
William, aside from the backstretch, is there any other visibility issues? And how's it with the standing water and conditions like that out there?
Yeah, I mean, the visibility is just kind of all a matter of circumstance. I mean, you kind of get out there, and if you're going down the straightaway, you just trust that the guy in front of you is not stopped or slowed down. I mean, if there's a wreck down the back straightaway tomorrow, it's going to be a mess. I mean, you're just not able to see. So it is, luckily you just kind of follow the train tracks down the straightaway, because that's where all the standing water isn't. I feel like it's really similar to F1 and some of the things I've watched in the past of just, trying to find a drier line. The standing water is not a big deal. There's a couple apexes that are kind of just, you're kind of drifting through, but other than that, I mean, it's a blast. These cars are, I mean, they have enough movement in them to where the rain feels pretty awesome. So again, I've ran a go-kart in the rain, and that thing's, a lot more grip, but it's similar concept.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to take our next question from David Smith. Go ahead, David.
Hey, William, regarding your road course driving acumen in general, is this something that you felt came naturally to you, or is this something that you feel that you have worked hand in hand with Max Pappas on?
Yeah, it's definitely something that Max and I have worked on. I mean, it's, he's been probably the biggest asset for me when it comes to getting comfortable with a road course and getting comfortable with just the racetrack. But yeah, I feel like for me, it's just anytime that I hesitate, I'm not so great, especially in like adverse conditions like the rain. Kind of felt like I was trying to field out there in the beginning of practice and I wasn't going so great. And then I just started to trust it. I just started to kind of trust my feelings and trust, my feeling for grip and what I feel like, is a better line and whatnot. And it changes every lap, which is cool about the rain. I tried doing one thing, one lap, and then I get comfortable with that, try to do it again, and it doesn't work. So it's just, it's cool to have that much dynamic. And I feel like for me, it's just all about trusting, my instincts and my process and not trying to overthink it.
And you mentioned specifically about watching Formula One. Has there been any other road racing series or just drivers in general that you've particularly studied or modeled yourself after?
My experience watching Formula One is really small. I mean, I'm not much for watching those races. I enjoy watching them if I get a open, afternoon or morning. But that Senna documentary has a lot of the racing in the rain aspects. And I mean, it sounds silly, but that's honestly, that's kind of where I just grew to like it and enjoy it. And then if you like something and enjoy it, you know, you work on it and get better. And I've done it at the karting track. Like I said, I'm sure all of us have. I mean, I'm sure it was probably a few guys' first time in the rain, but I've been at the go-kart track and experienced it, and it's a blast there. So it's really not any different here.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We'll take our next one from Lee Spencer. Go ahead, Lee.
Thank you. And thank you, William, for joining us. Just kind of curious, I was listening to several drivers, including yourself, but Ryan Newman said he could not see the car in front of him. What was your visibility distance, do you think, between you and the guy in front of you?
Yeah, you can't see the guy in front of you for sure. It's just kind of, you're kind of looking at how much spray he's got and judging how far away you are in that aspect. So if the spray is higher, typically you're closer. To a certain degree, it's almost like a wake, you know, it almost exactly simulates what aero does to the cars. You know, it creates that wake behind a car. And that's almost exactly what it's like when we're racing with air. So you can just see it now. So it's kind of that same aspect. You know, I feel like for me, I just tried to trust my spotter. And if he said somebody was checking up or something, or there was a slow car in front, I tried to plan for that, but honestly, I kind of just sent it and just tried to, you know, put it in the right spot and hope that nobody was stopped in front of me.
And how many spotters will you have this weekend?
I think I heard two voices on the radio, so probably have two as far as I know. But I know Max is going to help with turn 20. I'm just now learning the corners, the names of them. So we're working on that, but I'll figure out how many spotters I have by the end of the weekend.
And finally, there was also mention about the difference in the transitions. The newer transitions on the racetrack worked significantly well. The older ones at times felt like ice. Did you get a little bit of that behind the wheel?
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't tell you what's new and what's not. I came here and ran a Trans Am car for a little bit and kind of know the track, but I feel like, I mean, honestly, I just trusted what I think I remember about the racetrack, and it kind of comes to you once you have it memorized and stuff like that. But I did feel like it was weird. Like some places you would arc it out and cross the wet later, and some places you'd cross it earlier. It just depends. I mean, it just really depends. I mean, definitely in the standing water, there's no grip. So you just have to kind of, you know, just work with what you got and, you know, try to find some grip.
Appreciate your time and good luck on the streak.
Thank you.
All right. We'll take our next question from Alex Andrejev. Go ahead, Alex.
Hey, William. How many good competitive laps were you hoping to get before this practice? And then how many did you feel like you actually were able to complete?
Yeah. I mean, I think Rudy did a really good job of allowing me to run. You know, I think that he knew that, you know, it was going to take me all of practice to figure it out. And honestly, he does a really good job of just letting me run and just knowing that, you know, he could change something on the car, but it's probably just going to be better if I just run around and experience it. So for me, I mean, we made one small change in the garage, took probably 10, 15 minutes, and then we're out on the track the rest of the time. So it was awesome that there were no cautions. I'm glad that nobody stalled or, you know, there were some guys spun, but just allowed, you know, allowed us to keep running. So I think I got 15 laps in, which was awesome. Which was, you know, I think we expected to get three runs in the dry, which is about 15 laps, and we got that in the rain. So that's awesome.
And then have you memorized all the turns yet?
Yeah. I mean, I can't tell you if 14, 15, Max was on the radio telling me that 14 was not so good. And I'm guessing at what 14 is. So I'll talk to him and try to figure out a better name for it. But yeah, I'm going to have to do some studying on the visuals of the turns. But I didn't even realize till halfway through practice that when Tab would say it was a good lap, that was the start finish line was different than what I expected. So just a lot of different stuff. I mean, just trying to figure it out.
Thank you. Good luck.
Yep.
All right. And we'll take our final question from Tucker White. Go ahead, Tucker.
William, hitting the ideal setup for a car is a Herculean task, even in ideal weather conditions. So what kind of, how much is that compounded by wet weather conditions for practice? And if you, whether or not you're going to even get that for qualifying and race day?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to know like what the conditions are going to be like. So I feel like honestly, you just try to keep your standard setups in it for the most part. Maybe some small stuff that you could maybe get out of the car for dry. So, I mean, looking at the forecast tomorrow, it looks like it might rain again, obviously, and then, you know, it could dry up. So, I mean, I just leave that up to the smarter people.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Well, good. Thank you so much for taking some time with us. Yeah. And best of luck.
All right. Appreciate it.
All righty. And we are now joined by Joey Logano. Joey, can you hear me okay?
I feel like a telemarketer. You got me?
Yeah.
Look at this mic. Yeah. Your warranty is expired.
Well, thank you for taking some time with us. We're now joined by Joey Logano, who was the fastest Ford in NASCAR Cup Series practice at COTA. We're going to get right into questions for Joey as well and kick things off with Bob Pockers. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Joey, how do you prepare for this in the rain? Is there any way to prepare or just use your best experience from other wet races?
Yeah, I haven't really ran many wet races in my career. I didn't have much road racing background either. So, it's just kind of studying different races, right? Watching rain races from here, whether it's in one of those Porsche and Lamborghini little sporty car things or and trying to learn from what we did in Daytona in the Roval and trying to figure it out from that. And I don't know, go-kart experience from up in Mooresville. I don't know, outside of that, that's what you got. So it was a lot of fun out there. I had a blast. I was having a great time trying to find lap time, trying to push yourself. The whole thing's a head game. It's a mental strain out there of how hard you can push, how hard can you drive in the corner, and being able to see behind cars, that's probably the hardest part visually, down that long straightaway between 11 and 12, the spray off the back of a car, you can't see, you just straight up can't see. And you're going really, really fast. And the car's hydroplaning, through that section. I think it's newer asphalt there or something. The water sits on top more and the car's just jumping out of nowhere on you. First time it scares you, and really the third and fourth time it still scares you, but you're it kind of catches itself fairly quickly. So it's entertaining, believe me. And I could have stayed out there making laps all day as I was having a good time.
I mean, I know in some ways it is what it is, but are you okay if it's like this tomorrow and it's a points race and there's 40 cars on the track and you can't see?
It's racing. I mean, it's the same for, I mean, you watch an F1 race or sports car race in the rain, those guys can't see either. And somehow they do it. So we'll figure it out. It's sketchy for sure. It feels very uncomfortable. And but I think as you do it, maybe just because it's new, we'll get a hold of it a little better. It's not bad through the S's. It's not bad. 90% of the racetrack is not bad. It just gets really bad in the faster sections of the track. Which is that long straightaway, front straightaway, and then a little bit through the carousel. I don't know what numbers they call those ones, but I guess that's 18, 17, 16, maybe. Those are the ones that are the most challenging to see for sure.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take our next question from Tucker White. Go ahead, Tucker.
I was expecting to go already. Joey, hitting the ideal setup is a Herculean task, even in ideal weather conditions. So, and given the risk of weather for tomorrow, what does that add to the challenge of setting up your car for a race?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a challenge. I don't think we know what to do. Paul and I were just talking about it. It's like, what's the weather going to be? I don't know. It could rain. It may not rain. It may rain for a little bit and dry up. I don't know. There's definitely things you can change to the car to make it better in the weather, either way. And that's going to be part of the game here, I think. Which way do you want to go? And it's hard to, I mean, it's really hard to be a crew chief or driver in these situations where you have to be a weatherman to some extent. And I don't know if you guys realize that most of the time the weatherman's wrong. So I don't know how to do this correctly, but it's just that's what it is. So we're all in the same boat. We all have the same challenge ahead of us. So it's just how we all handle it.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. We'll take our next question from Jeff Gluck. Go ahead, Jeff.
I know it's early and rainy, so that kind of makes a difference, but have you gotten any sense of the vibe here so far, you know, whether it's around the city, around the town, or anything like that?
Yeah, it's really cool. My wife and I came down Thursday, had date weekend for the first time, I think, since we had kids. So we had a little bit of fun, you know, Thursday night and Friday yesterday, and jumped on those scooters and drove around town for a while and I explored Austin, which was fun. A lot of really cool areas. You know, as you kind of just drive around, you run into some things. So really fun area for sure. The racetrack is beautiful. As you guys can see, just walking around here in the media center, it's like, whoa, I mean, this is next level. The garage area is incredibly nice. I mean, the thing's built out of stone. Imagine what that thing cost to build. So just an incredible facility. The racetrack's fun as well. Interested to see how it's going to race. There's definitely passing zones. And there's also some areas where it's just going to get tight, you know, getting through some spots. So they got a little bit of everything here. They got high speed zones, they got heavy braking zones, and you got the really slow kind of, you know, tricky areas that you got to be really careful with your car.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take our next question from Taryn Walk. Go ahead, Taryn.
Hi, Joey. Because it rained during practice today, would you rather it rain tomorrow for consistency sake?
It's the same. Like I said, it's the same for everyone. If it dries up and we're all trying to figure out how hard to drive when it's dry, it'll be the same for everyone. I will say I had just had a blast a second ago, so I'm okay with it raining at this point. You know, before practice, the unknown and uncertainty that you're thinking about as a race car driver, saying, I don't know how hard to go in, I don't know what to do, am I going to be awful at this, am I going to be decent, I don't know, how's our car going to be, do we even know how to work on the car? I don't think we answered all those questions yet, but we have at least a general idea to where I feel more confident if we line up and race at this point. So yeah, whatever. Like I said, same for everybody.
Thank you.
All right, and our final question for Joey will come from Anton Reskiv. Go ahead, Anton.
Hi, Marissa. Good morning, Joey. So how stressful it was to drive around Kota for the first time in rainy conditions?
I think you have to approach it with a kind of a fun attitude, right? Where, you know, fortunately enough for us, we have a win, we're in the playoffs. You got to look at the challenge as something fun. And, you know, honestly, I put it in the same category as Bristol. You know, Bristol dirt race, you know, we go in there and say, well, let's just try to figure it out. We'll have some fun figuring it out. We don't know what the heck we're doing. And it's a very slick racetrack, just like Bristol was very, very slick. Maybe that's my wheelhouse. And I don't even know it, but, I do seem to, enjoy the challenge of something different. You know, whether it's, like I said, changing the grip level, throwing dirt on it, raining, whatever, something different. I think, you know, kind of, for me, I think I'm able to adapt fairly quickly and enjoy it a lot. You know, trying to find, you know, figure out the new challenge. There's just, anytime there's a big change like that, there's so much low hanging fruit. Right? You can just make huge gains run after run, whether it's in the car or in yourself as a driver, you're able to make, you know, gains that you can gain a second at a time. You know, we're past that on dry asphalt. You know, we're trying to find a half a tenth. But in these conditions, it's kind of a new game, and there's a lot of, you know, easy finds that can pick you up a second.
Thank you. Wishing you all the best for the remainder of the weekend.
Thank you.
All right, Joey. Well, thank you so much for taking some time with us, and we wish you the best of luck qualifying in tomorrow's race.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. See you. Alrighty, and to the media, we will be joined by Kyle Busch, but we will not be joined by him until after Xfinity qualifying, as he's running that race too. So feel free to hang out on here, or you can hop off and hop back on once Xfinity qualifying is over, and we will get started with Kyle.